with you. I want to be with you. Dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table. Where I always want to be, I just want to be, I just want to be with you.
You know, stop and think how beautiful those words are. It's the desire of our hearts to be with our Lord. As we were singing, this word kept jumping out to me over and over. It's the word together. You know, the first commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy might, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And all the law of God is fulfilled there. I think it makes our Father happy to see his children love him.
Mirar a sus hijos, el amarlo,
and love each other.
Y amarnos el uno al otro.
And I think I'm so thankful for Brother Brian and Sister Levon.
Por el hermano Brian.
We love them so much.
Los amamos tanto.
And we love to be together.
Y amamos estar juntos.
And we're just so thankful.
Tan agradecido, tan solo.
Excuse me, I'd like to greet those online today.
Quiero saludar a aquellos en línea.
Julia, where are you?
Julia, ¿dónde estás tú?
Nice to see you. God bless you, sister.
Bueno, mirarte,
Stephen Bethany, hermana. Thank you for singing. That was such a blessing.
Por estar con nosotros.
Brother Russ, God bless you, brother.
Bueno, Ross, Dios te bendiga.
It's nice to...
Es bueno,
God's holding you, isn't
Dios
he, brother?
Está sosteniendo, ¿no estás, hermano?
When we can't hold ourselves, God
bueno,
holds
no nos
us.
Podemos sostener nosotros mismos,
as we get sostiene. So thankful, Brother Brian's going to come to minister. Let's, would you raise our hands and sing to the Lord once more? Let's be together with our Lord. Sing, Father, we are here. We're here to be with you. We're here to be with
you.
And as we finish, Brother Brian, you come up and take.
Father, we are here. We feel your spirit bringing us nearer your face. It's suddenly clearer than all the world surrounds.
You all know, only believe.
Amen.
Amen. Let me just get this ready.
Only believe. Jesus, you're here. Jesus, you're here. All things are possible now that you're here. Jesus, you're here. Jesus, you're here. And all things are possible now that you're here.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for your presence in this hour, knowing that you came down with a shout, which your prophet said is a message, and then you're soon going to move us to the voice, which is the resurrection, and then we'll be caught up to meet your Son, Jesus, in the air. Be with us this morning, Father, as we look into your Word, and we look into that fountain of life which is flowing freely from your throne and from your presence. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. You know, there's so many things that I would love to preach on this morning, because this word is just, it's life. And, you know, I was thinking about that one song that you sang about his presence.
And
if you have the words in the notes, I'd like to be able to sing that back in our church. You know, Brother Branham taught us in the rapture that the Lord does three things in his descent. A shout, a voice, a trump. And a shout, the voice of Trump. Not Donald.
No, no, not. No, him.
The trump of God.
La trompeta de Dios.
But the thing of it is,
la cosa es,
that if you look at that word, he says, the word coming, it's actually Perusia. The word coming is actually Perusia. Perusia.
Oh.
That's a Greek word, so you can say it.
Perusia.
Yeah, yes, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. And if you look, if you just do the study of those 23 times that scripture or that word is used in scripture, you'll find that every single time it's mentioned, whether it be Jesus, who is the first one to preach Perusia, and then Paul, and Peter, and James and John,
and Santiago and Juan.
And Brother Branham called it the appearing before the coming.
Y el hermano Branham le llama la aparición antes de la
venida. But the word simply means presence.
Pero la palabra simplemente significa presencia.
But of those 23 times it was mentioned,
de esas 23 veces que fue mencionada,
there's actually 85,
de hecho, 85
signs and events,
señales y eventos,
that Jesus and Paul and Peter and James and John,
Pablo, Pedro, Juan, Santiago, Juan,
they all tied to the events at the time of the Perusia.
Que todos lo apuntan hacia ese tiempo de la Perusia.
We did a study on this back some time ago.
Hicimos un estudio en esto hace tiempo atrás.
And pointed out all 85 of those things which they said.
Cosas que ellos dicen.
And did you know, 79 of those things have already taken place.
79 cosas de ello ya tomaron lugar.
That shows you how far into the shout we are.
Eso demuestra usted qué tan lejos estamos entre este llamado, only, el clamor, estamos.
The six things that are remaining,
y las seis cosas que todavía están,
five of them deal with the resurrection, the time of the resurrection,
con la resurrección, el tiempo de la resurrección,
which we know the time of the resurrection will be about 40 days. If it
was
40 days in Jesus' time, the Alpha,
40 días en Jesús, en el tiempo de Jesús,
it should be about 40 days in the Omega.
40 en el Omega.
Of course, Brother Branham said, when I get my tent, I'd like to have 6 weeks.
Six times
7 is 42.
Seis veces siete es 42.
So sometime in that 7th week or that 6th week, the last event will take place and we'll be caught up to meet. Even in his His in the vision of the tent, he said, the angel said, watch the resurrection in there. So I believe it has to deal with the time of the resurrection. And we see all these things happening. But I was going to preach this morning my unveiling of God number 137, but it was too many pages and it would take too long this morning.
So.
But it deals with understanding the message from the Word.
Entendimiento del mensaje de la palabra.
Because if you cannot see the message from the Word, you don't know the message.
El mensaje en la palabra, entonces no.
You see? And then we went into Daniel 8.
Entramos así, Daniel 8.
And showed the people, if you read from Daniel 8,
23-25,
that's Donald Trump. That's Donald Trump.
This is Donald Trump.
And he, this king comes on the scene.
Y este rey viene a la escena.
And he's kind of arrogant.
You know, como arrogante.
You know, he's kind of self, you know, he's narcissistic.
Él es narcisista.
But he comes speaking harsh words.
Hablando palabras duras.
And he comes and he actually through his the Bible says through his policies he makes manufacturing to increase. Now Brother Brown gave us a clue onto who this person is because in the first seal Brother Brown says he makes craft prosper. Reading it from the King James. And so many of the theologians say, well, craft, that means craftiness, that means, you know, deceitful. No, it doesn't. Brother Branham said manufacturing. By his policies, he makes manufacturing to increase. And his whole purpose is to spoil, to come in as a spoiler,
To
the reign of the rebellious.
Para el reino de los
those people
rebeldes.
Who have put God out of the church.
Esa gente que puso a Dios fuera de
they put him out of government.
Que lo pusieron fuera
they put him out of the schools.
Fuera de las escuelas.
They put him out of the courthouses.
Y los sacaron de todo lugar.
And this man, this king,
y este hombre,
this
este rey,
world leader,
este líder mundial,
it says he stands up.
Dice que él se para.
In other words, he's not sitting down, he's active.
Palabra, él no está
very
sentado.
Active.
Él está
he's motivated. He's
él
doing
está
things.
Él está haciendo cosas.
And it says that he takes down the mighty. And he takes down the mighty.
Él tira al todopoderoso, supuestamente.
And he brings the spoil. It says the holy people. Now, when we think of holy people, we think of the elect, the bride.
Gente santa,
but Brother Branham says in the first seal and in Daniel's, the 6 weeks of Daniel, you know, Gabriel's vision, Brother Branham tells us that that's the Wall Street Jew. If you notice, all through Scripture, when it talks about the holy people, it's talking about the Jew. Brother Branham says, that's the Wall Street Jew, that's the bankers. And so this person had to come on the scene,
this
world leader,
este líder mundial,
not some king in a little kingdom hidden away someplace,
no pequeño rey en un pequeño reino,
but someone who comes on stirring the pot.
Este que viene y mueve la cazuela.
And you say, well, why? Because in Daniel 9, there's a pact made between the central banks and the Pope. And Brother Branham said that prince, that this king comes on and he stands up against that prince. He said, that's the Pope. He tells us right out. Of course, that makes sense because the cardinals are called the princes of the church. Is that right?
Los cardenales le llaman el príncipe.
And when the cardinals elect one from among themselves, a prince from among the princes,
escogen un príncipe entre los príncipes,
you see, he's the prince of princes.
Él es un príncipe de princesas.
He's a pope.
Él es un papa.
And so at the very end,
so al final,
it says he stands up against
que se para en contra de
the prince of princes.
El príncipe de las princesas.
And then it says, at the end of this
final,
world leader, it says,
he
goes away brokenhearted.
Se va con el corazón roto.
Now,
ahora,
I looked into that, and you know, in all the Hebrew stuff,
y todo lo que estaba ahí,
it could mean stroke.
podría significar,
because it says his right, it speaks of his right hand, but
it uses in the
Hebrews, it could be stroke, but
en el Hebreo, podría
I'm not saying that that's what it will be. I'm just saying it's very interesting that this person comes on the scene.
Persona viene a la escena.
Very strong.
Muy fuerte.
He's taking down. He's spoiling
abajo, está echando para abajo,
all that the rebellious have done. It says at the end of their kingdom.
Rebeldes han hecho.
Remember, the Gentile kingdom goes out.
Recuerde que
at the end of their kingdom, the rebellious kingdom.
This
strong one comes on the scene.
Este fuerte viene a la escena.
But then.
Pero entonces.
We don't hear from him anymore in Daniel 9.
Más de él, en Daniel 9.
And that's when Brother Branham, 9, 10, 11, 12, it goes into that pact that the Pope makes with the Jews.
Que el Papa hace con los judíos.
So, I believe,
yo creo,
we are watching
estamos vigilando
Daniel chapter 8
Daniel
unfolding.
8.
He's going to take down the Fed.
Él va a tomar,
he's going to break the back of the central banks.
Va a romper las partes
and then
los
he's going to be betrayed by the Catholic Church who comes into the central banks
engañado por la Iglesia Católica.
And says, okay, we'll bail you out with our gold.
Te vamos a edificar.
You see?
¿Ve?
So entonces, Donald Trump is not a savior.
Donald Trump no
as a lot of right-wing, you know, conservatives believe he's kind of like, you know, hey, he's our man.
Oh, él es el hombre, yo
I mean, I love the man. I pray for the man.
Amo al hombre, yo oro por el
because
hombre.
He's doing what
él está haciendo,
he's doing a lot for the people.
Por la gente.
But the thing of it is,
pero lo que pasa
is you cannot go against a vindicated word.
No puede ir en contra de una palabra vindicada.
That the whole place is going broke and there's going to be a pact made.
Y va a haber
between the Pope
el Papa
and the central banks.
Y los bancos centrales.
Now, it's interesting to note also
es interesante conocer, saber
that the name Donald means world leader.
El nombre es Donald, significa
and his middle name is John.
Apellido es Juan,
and that means
John.
Graced by God.
Y eso es gracia por
so
Dios.
This world leader that is graced by God.
Este líder mundial
it says he doesn't come in his own strength.
Dice que no viene por su propia fuerza.
So his strength comes from somewhere else.
So su fuerza viene de algún otro
lugar. I believe it's all the people praying for him.
Yo creo que es toda la gente orando por él.
And then he's graced by God and there's where the strength comes
por Dios,
from.
Y él es donde viene toda la
but one of the words that it uses about his strength,
de las palabras que él usa para su fuerza,
it actually means energy and vitality and
these vitalidad things. Y estas cosas.
You know, and the man is what? Okay.
El hombre es que,
he's 73. And he's got more energy than probably half of us in here
y
put together.
Tiene más energía que tal vez que la mitad de todos nosotros.
Yeah.
Sí.
So, this is the thing.
Esa es la cosa.
When you have your eyes so focused on the Word,
cuando usted tiene sus ojos fijos en la palabra,
and Brother Brown made the statement, he said,
Brown hizo la declaración, dijo,
he said,
dice,
the Christian world, he said, they can read the same Bible we're reading.
El mundo cristiano puede leer la misma Biblia que nosotros,
but they can't see it manifested.
Pero ellos no la pueden mirar manifestada.
That's where you come in.
Ahí es donde usted
as
entra.
As the elect.
Así es, eso
because you see things happening and you say, that sounds familiar.
Eso suena familiar.
You open your Bible, there it is.
Su Biblia, y ahí está.
You see? Amen. There it is.
Ahí está.
So just stay open to God's Word.
Manténgase abierto a la palabra de Dios.
And the Holy Spirit that's in you will lead you further and further.
Lo llevará más de
remember, the revelation comes, he says, it's like a Roman candle.
Es como una vela
and out of one revelation, out of one, comes another, until we're caught up in the glory.
Y puedo ser atrapado en gloria.
Okay, so this morning I wanted to speak from the scripture where
de la escritura que
Jesus says, at that day,
que Jesús dijo en ese día,
you will know.
Ustedes sabrán.
And that word you know there, it means
esa palabra,
you will sabrán. Be aware.
Ustedes estarán conscientes.
Now, from paragraph 172 of
72,
Brother Graham's sermon, The Unveiling of God,
del sermón de Dios, el develamiento de Dios,
Brother Graham says, but now as Revelation 10 has promised,
ahora, como Revelación 10 ha prometido,
all the mysteries of God that's been hid in the pages down through them years,
todos los misterios de Dios han sido escuchados a través de las páginas de ahí hasta través de los años,
would be ripened,
serán maduradas,
brought forth in the age of the seventh angel's message.
Traído en el mensaje de los siete ángeles.
Is that right?
De los siete ángeles. ¿Es eso correcto?
What did he say a year and 6 months ago?
¿Qué dijo un año y seis meses atrás?
Or about 2 years ago now?
O como 2 años ahora.
Go out to Tucson.
Vayan a Tucson.
Be north of Tucson and a great blast.
Norte de Tucson y un gran estallido.
What would take place?
¿Qué tomará lugar?
And the seals would be opened.
Y los sellos serán abiertos.
The seal that revealed these things.
El sello que revela estas cosas.
Come back just as he said.
Regresaron como él dijo.
And what is it?
¿Y qué es?
It shows it cannot be a man.
Y muestra que no puede ser un hombre.
It hits perfectly.
Y él es perfectamente
just as straight as it can be,
tan derecho como puede ser,
each time,
cada vez.
And what is it?
¿Y qué es?
It's the hand of God.
Es la mano de Dios, ¿ve?
Before us.
Delante de nosotros.
And because it's a little group,
y por caso que es un pequeño grupo,
veiled in human flesh,
escondido en un carne humana,
is veiled to the outside world.
Está velado al mundo exterior.
He's hid from the outside world.
Él se esconde del mundo exterior.
He's revealed himself to babes such as will learn.
Él se revela a bebés, los cuales pueden aprender.
Not just babes.
No tan solo.
Babes such as will learn.
No tan solo bebés.
Then,
bebés
then he says,
entonces él dice,
see every parable in the Bible.
Ve cada parábola en la Biblia.
Every type of the Bible.
Cada tipo en la Biblia.
Is made manifest right here before us.
Es hecho manifiesto aquí enfrente de nosotros.
Now years ago, I think
ahora,
back in
2003,
I read Brother Brown's statement here.
Yo leí la declaración de
another
la
one where he says the entire New Testament speaks of this hour.
Todo el Nuevo Testamento habla de esta hora.
And so we went into the parables of Christ and showed how every single one of them, most people are familiar, you know, with the ten wise virgins and ten virgins, five wise, five foolish. And most people will apply that to this hour. But did you know that in when Jesus would speak a parable, most of the time, like Brother Ram called it a type,
yo le llamo un tipo.
Jesus would say the kingdom of heaven is as.
Dijo, el reino del cielo es como.
Well, what is the kingdom of heaven?
¿Cuál es el reino cuál es el reino del cielo?
The kingdom of heaven is a place.
Es un lugar.
It's in, and the kingdom of God.
El reino de Dios.
Is a person.
Es una persona.
See, the 62 times the word kingdom of God is used, there's 32 times the kingdom of heaven is used. And if you look at every single one of those scriptures, he says the kingdom of God is within you. But if you don't have the kingdom of God within you, you won't go to the place called the kingdom of heaven. You know why? It's only for God's family.
Es tan solo para la familia
and if you're
de Dios.
Not born again,
y si usted no es nacido de
you're
nuevo,
not part of that kingdom family, you won't go to the place he's preparing for us.
Usted no irá al lugar el cual está preparando
this is
para
just
nosotros.
That simple.
Así
so
simple.
Every parable in the Bible,
cada parábola en la
every type
Biblia,
in the Bible speaks
cada
of this hour.
En la Biblia habla de esta hora.
And Brother Branham told us,
y el hermano Branham nos dijo,
in a sermon Shalom,
en el sermón Shalom,
he said, now the same word that was reflected in Moses could not be reflected in Elijah
no podía ser reflejado en Elías,
because he was another day.
Porque ese era otro día.
Same one that reflected in Noah could not be in Moses.
Se reflejó en Noé, no podía ser
reflejado
en Moisés.
Noah built an ark.
Porque Noah edificó un arca.
Moses led a people.
Y Moisés dio gente.
Just exactly what was promised.
Exactamente, como fue prometido.
The same light was reflected in one, wasn't in
la
the other.
La misma vida que fue reflejada en uno no estaba en el otro.
But one told of the other.
Pero uno de la otra.
And all the New Testament speaks of this hour.
Habla de esta hora.
Jesus Christ speaks of this hour.
Jesucristo habla de esta hora.
Who is it then? Some man?
¿Quién es entonces? ¿Algún
hombre? Is Jesus Christ,
es
the
Jesucristo,
Son of God,
el Hijo de Dios,
manifesting,
manifestando,
reflecting the light
reflejando la vida,
on the word that he promised for this day.
Que prometió para este día.
When men see you
cuando el hombre lo mira,
living like him,
viviendo como él,
when he sees your character
mira el carácter de usted,
and your conduct,
y
conduct
conducta,
with the word,
conducta con la palabra,
just exactly like he was,
como él era,
the word being manifested,
la palabra siendo manifestada,
then men will see Jesus Christ.
Entonces el hombre verá a Jesucristo.
They won't have to look around anywhere else.
Tendrán que buscar en algún otro lugar.
Well, what does this creed teach?
¿Qué este credo enseña?
What does that creed teach?
¿Qué credo enseña?
They'll know what God is when they see
they you. Ellos sabrán quién es Dios cuando ellos lo miren.
Therefore, every parable in the Bible,
cada parábola en la Biblia,
every type of
cada
the Bible
tipo de la Biblia,
is made manifest right here
manifiesta aquí mismo,
before us.
Delante de nosotros.
So he's talking
so
about the written word
de la palabra escrita,
being made manifest by his very presence.
Manifiesta por su misma presencia.
As I've shown, and I mentioned this earlier in my faith series, number
39,
that 79 of the signs and events that Jesus and Paul and Peter and James and John all spoke of that accompany the parousia of Christ, they've already taken place.
Ya tomó lugar.
All is left are the signs and events that have to do with the resurrection ministry
y las señales para la resurrección
and the catching away.
Y, el rapto.
Everything else has already taken place.
Todo lo demás ha tomado lugar.
Therefore, he says,
así que él dice,
all that is written in this word concerning
todo lo que está
this hour
escrito en esta palabra concerniente a esta hora
is being made manifest right here before us,
está siendo hecho manifiesto aquí delante de nosotros,
which means right in our very presence.
Y lo cual dice exactamente nuestra mismísima presencia.
And here's the thing of it, brothers and
sisters. Aquí está la cosa de ello, hermano.
It's not our doing it.
No es nosotros edificándola, haciéndolo.
We have the perfect church.
O tenemos la iglesia perfecta.
Or the perfect ministry.
El ministerio perfecto.
No. That's not what he's saying.
No es lo que él es.
He is telling us that the very God who wrote the word
que el mismísimo Dios, el cual escribió la palabra,
is here to confirm the word by bringing it to pass.
Confirmar la palabra para hacerla acontecer.
From his message, unrecognized presence,
presencia no reconocida, mensaje.
Brother Branham said,
el hermano Branham dice,
working for this one purpose,
trabajando para este propósito,
for you,
para que usted,
to recognize,
reconozca,
the presence of Jesus Christ.
La presencia de Jesucristo.
You see, if he is present,
si él está presente,
then why everything
entonces, todo
is settled.
Está acabado.
He made the word.
Él hizo la palabra.
He's here to confirm it.
Y él está aquí para confirmarla.
Then he said in the
entonces
same message,
dice en el mismo mensaje,
if you could realize he is appearing to us
pueden dar cuenta que él se aparece
in these meetings
en estas juntas
for one purpose,
para un propósito,
and that's to release our desires
soltar nuestros deseos
that we have in him
que tenemos en él
back to us.
De regreso a nosotros.
But we've got to recognize his presence.
Su presencia.
And how do you recognize his presence?
¿Y cómo reconoce usted su presencia?
Is when the promised word for this age
es
is made manifest.
Para esta edad está, es manifestada.
Remember, Jesus
recuerde,
said,
Jesús dijo,
in that day,
en aquel día,
you will know.
Ustedes sabrán.
He said, the world won't be able to see me.
El mundo no podrá mirarme,
but usted, you'll see me.
Pero ustedes me mirarán.
Because I live,
porque yo vivo,
you live also.
Ustedes vivirán también.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now that is ahora, that's such a mighty thing that he said there,
que él dice ahí,
because the majority of people in the Christian world today,
porque la mayoría de la gente cristiana hoy en día,
they have read the Bible, they may have read the Bible,
tal vez hayan leído la Biblia,
or at least some of it,
al menos algo de ella,
but they cannot see it in manifestation.
Pero no lo pueden mirar en manifestación.
And since God interprets his own word by bringing it to pass,
Dios interpreta su propia palabra por traerla, para hacer que acontezca,
then how can you know the interpretation of the word unless you're aware of the manifestation of his word.
Conocer la interpretación de su palabra, al menos que usted esté advertido de la manifestación de su palabra.
As long as it's in here,
mientras que esta cosa aquí,
your guess is as good as mine.
Su, lo que usted piensa es lo mismo que
it's
usted
no,
piensa.
It's of no private interpretation.
No es de interpretación privada.
But when you see it manifesting here,
pero cuando usted la mira manifestada,
and you see it in here,
y usted la mira acá,
you now have the interpretation of the revelation.
De la revelación.
Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. And since God interprets his own word by bringing
Dios
it to pass,
interpreta su propia palabra para hacer,
then how can you know the interpretation of his word unless you're aware of the manifestation of his word?
De su palabra, menos que usted la mire.
Therefore, no matter how much
así
you think that you can talk the doctrine,
no importa que cuánto piensa que usted puede enseñar la doctrina,
unless you see the manifestation of the doctrine,
usted mire la manifestación de la doctrina,
you have no real clue
usted no tiene idea
what it is.
Lo que es.
And I'm not talking about
y no estoy hablando acerca de,
just seeing something out there.
Solo mirando algo por ahí.
I'm talking about you,
de usted,
yourself,
usted mismo,
becoming
llegando
the revelation.
La revelación, llegando a ser la revelación.
Abel offered unto God
Abel le ofreció a Dios
a more excellent sacrifice.
Un sacrificio más excelente.
What did he offer him?
¿Qué le ofreció él?
A bleeding, dying lamb.
Un cordero sangrando.
What did he become?
¿Y qué llegó a ser?
A bleeding, dying lamb.
Él llegó a ser lo mismo.
You become your revelation.
Usted llega a ser su revelación.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your life.
Su vida.
Your speech.
Su hablar.
Your actions.
Sus acciones.
Your works.
Sus obras.
All reflecting the doctrine of Christ.
Reflejando la doctrina de Cristo.
Then you know.
Entonces usted sabe.
Until then it's just talk. Now listen, there's people out there who understand Father and Son,
Padre Hijo,
that the Son of God was not God the Son, the Son of God
el Hijo de Dios
was not the
no
was
era,
not God the Son,
no era Dios el Hijo,
he was the Son
era el Hijo
of God,
de Dios.
But
pero,
then they want to fuss about eating meat or not eating meat.
Quieren, están alegando de comer,
I'll never
comer.
Forget in
2007,
I was
2007 estaba
in Congo Republic.
En la República de Congo.
And one of the questions at the meetings, they said,
después de las juntas,
now that we understand the doctrine of Christ,
ahora que entendemos la doctrina de Cristo,
we want to know
queremos saber
if we should quit eating snake or not.
Si deberíamos de parar de comer víboras o no.
And so they had been fussing.
Entonces, han estado discutiendo.
Well, now that we understand the doctrine,
ahora
we shouldn't be eating snake.
No,
and I just started laughing because there's a church back here in the States
aquí,
who got to that point where they quit eating meat.
Donde llegaron al punto de pararon
what does that have carne? To do with anything?
Eso tiene que ver con algo.
You see? But until the revelation of the Son of God is your own revelation,
es su propia revelación,
Paul said,
Pablo dijo,
I am crucified with Christ.
Con Cristo.
I'm dead.
Estoy muerto.
I'm crucified with Christ.
Estoy crucificado con Cristo.
Nevertheless,
aunque así sea,
I'm living.
Estoy viviendo.
I'm alive.
Estoy vivo.
And yet it's not me that's living.
Y no soy yo el que
but
está
it's
viviendo.
Christ.
Pero es Cristo.
His life.
Su vida
that's living itself out in me.
Viviendo fuera de mí.
And the life I'm now living in this flesh,
en esta carne,
I'm living
estoy viviendo
by the revelation, by the faith,
por la
which
fe,
is revelation, the same revelation the Son of God lived by,
por el cual el Hijo vivió,
I'm living by.
Estoy viviendo
well, what was that revelation?
Pero ¿cuál era esa revelación?
He said, I am the Son of God.
Dice, yo soy el Hijo
can
de
you
Dios.
Say, I am a Son of
¿puede
God?
Usted decir, yo soy el Hijo de Dios?
And then live it. In order to do that, you got to die to your old self.
Para hacerlo, usted tiene que morir
and let him live your life for you.
Y él vivirá la vida de usted por él.
That's what this message is about.
Esto es de lo que se trata, este mensaje.
All right.
¿Está bien?
So, once your actions and your works all reflect the doctrine of Christ,
obras todo reflejan la doctrina de Cristo,
then you know that
entonces
you know.
Sabe que usted sabe.
Until then, it's just talk. Now, from his sermon, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today,
and
forever, Brother Branham said, sirs, we would see Jesus.
Señores, veremos a Jesús.
Then Lord Jesus come into our midst.
Entonces el Señor Jesús viene a nuestros medios.
Notice he's saying not only come into our midst, but then he says,
desde cuenta que no solo vendrá a nuestros medios, pero también dice,
get into our flesh.
Entrar a nuestra carne.
Get into my minister brothers.
Hacia los hermanos ministros también.
And into me.
Y hacia mí.
And into you.
Y hacia usted.
Out there.
Allá afuera.
And just come and let us surrender ourselves to you.
Y nosotros nos rendimos a ti.
And then,
y entonces,
once we're surrendered ourselves to you, Lord,
rendidos a ti, Señor,
you perform.
Tú haz.
And show your living, your, show that your a living Christ.
Muestra que tú eres un Cristo viviente.
A Spirit of God that lives among
un
us.
Un Espíritu de Dios que vive entre
that
nosotros.
Performs.
Eso hace.
And keeps your word.
Y mantiene tu palabra.
And confirms
y
what is promised.
Lo que es prometido, lo que es prometido.
Notice.
Des en cuenta.
He says, and keep your word.
Y mantén tu palabra.
And confirms.
Y confirma.
What is promised.
Lo que es prometido.
And the word promise speaks.
Y la palabra prometida.
Of a written word.
Habla de una palabra escrita,
and confirming it speaks of a manifested,
hablando de una
a manifestation
de una
of that written word.
Esa palabra escrita.
And that shows that God is here to interpret his word by bringing it to pass.
Para interpretar su palabra y hacerla que acontezca.
Now back to the unveiling of God, paragraph 173.
Ahora, de regreso a la revelación de Dios,
said the same God in the pillar of fire
el mismo Dios en el pilar de
that
fuego,
wrote this Bible,
esta Biblia,
both in the Old Testament and New Testament,
el Testamento
y is right here and manifesting it.
Está aquí y manifestándola,
showing just exactly what it is,
exactamente lo que es,
interpreting it,
interpretándola,
right back.
De regreso.
Right back to what? Right back to this.
De regreso aquí, de regreso
and
esto.
To make it sure that it is the interpretation,
de que es la interpretación,
that we got the interpretation,
que tenemos la interpretación,
then let's see it happen.
Entonces, vamos a mirarla,
see, that's it.
¿Ve? Eso es todo.
Let's see it made manifest.
Vamos a mirarla hecha manifiesta.
Then he says again to emphasize what he's saying,
para enfatizar lo que está diciendo,
manifest.
Manifestado.
Jesus said, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not.
Y si yo no hago las palabras de mi Padre, las obras del Padre, no me crean, Jesús dijo.
See, it's got to be proven.
So, tiene que ser probada.
Now, watch closely what he says next.
Ahora, vigile muy de cerca lo que dice.
But now, not proven like Jesus, they put a rag around his head and hit him on the head.
Pero, no probada como Jesús.
Instead,
le pusieron algo alrededor de su cabeza y lo golpearon en su cabeza.
Instead, if you're a prophet, tell us who hit you.
Y dijeron, si tú eres profeta, dinos quién te golpeó.
And if you are the son of God, turn this bread.
Y si tú eres el hijo de Dios, convierte este pan.
You see, that's the devil.
Ese es el diablo.
If you're the son of God, come off of that.
Si tú eres el hijo de Dios, sal de esto.
But I mean the revelation, what he's supposed to do.
Pero quiero decir la revelación de lo que se supone que tiene que hacer.
That's what it is.
Eso es lo que es.
You see, like the latter rain.
Como la lluvia tarda.
They believed John 14:12.
Ellos creyeron a Juan 14.
But they thought that they could produce it on their own.
Pero ellos pensaron que ellos podían producirla por ellos mismos.
When our pattern,
cuando nuestro patrón,
the example seed,
la semilla ejemplo,
Jesus,
Jesús,
he said, the son will do nothing unless the father shows
el padre, him. El hijo no hará nada, al menos que el padre se lo muestre.
Now, Brother Branham kept a book of visions.
Ahora, el hermano Branham mantuvo este libro.
But we have a book of visions.
De visiones. Pero nosotros tenemos un libro de visiones.
And Brother Branham said, how do you know it's of God? He said, when you begin to see it coming to pass, it's quickened in his word. He said, and it's quickened in your heart. And you know that's God. Sit back, watch God unfold.
All
right. So Brother Ram says,
let's
see here. All right. He says that other, well, produce this if you're the son of God. Produce that. He said, that's all of the devil. He said, but what I mean is the revelation of what he said is supposed to do. He brings it to pass.
Él hace que acontezca.
Now, Brother Branham said he said a whole lot right there.
Dice mucho ahí.
And all of what he just said about God manifesting his word
palabra,
to prove that it is the right interpretation, I want to boil all that down for just one thought this morning.
Que junten todo eso tan solo a un punto.
Notice he is not saying that God lets you work whatever work of God you wish to do. Notice he's not saying that God lets you work whatever work
que Dios
of God
está
you wish
que
to do.
Usted trabaje cualquier obra de Dios que usted desee hacer.
But he's saying,
pero él está diciendo,
that you would do the works that he,
que usted hará las obras que él,
¿sí?
¿Ve?
He said it's not like they want, it's not like they wanted for him to prove that he was the son of God by hitting him over the head.
Probara que él era hija de Dios.
And then saying, tell us who hit you. We want to see the sign of Messiah.
Queremos mirar al hijo y al Mesías.
So they blindfolded him and hit him on the head. Then they said, tell us who hit you. No, that's not it at all. God doesn't clown around with the manifestation of his word. Notice how perfectly Brother Branham lays it out. He says, I mean the revelation that he is supposed to do.
Quiero decir la revelación de lo que es, se supone que él tiene
that's
que hacer.
That's what it is.
Eso es lo que es.
The revelation he is supposed to do.
Que él, se supone que él tiene que
not
hacer.
Anything you can read and then
no
try to manifest.
Que, pueda leer y tratar de manifestarlo.
That's not it.
Eso no lo es.
Those are the guys in Matthew 7 who say, Lord, Lord, didn't I do this in your name? Didn't I do that in your name?
Señor, ¿no hice esto en tu nombre? ¿No hice aquello en tu nombre?
Well, we all know what their end was.
ya saben lo que eso es con nosotros.
So those are the ones
esos son los que
who tried to manifest His word
de manifestar su palabra
without being commanded what to do to manifest.
Mandados para hacer.
They're workers of iniquity.
Ellos son obradores de iniquidad.
They're the ones who say that He said, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity."
Apártense de mí, ustedes, hacedores de
iniquidad. So they are not the example.
So ellos no son el ejemplo.
But Brother Branham said, "It's the revelation."
Brother Branham dijo, "Es la revelación."
The manifestation.
La manifestación.
Of what He said.
De lo que él dijo.
That He was going to do.
Que él iba a hacer.
So it's all about what He promised to do.
So es todo acerca de lo que él prometió él hacer.
And is here doing.
Y él está aquí haciendo.
And it's not about passive faith. Alone, either.
Una fe pasiva sola.
No, that is not what he's telling us here.
No es lo que él nos ha dicho aquí.
Brother Vail preached on passive faith for 10 weeks.
Vail, predicó en fe pasiva por 10 semanas.
Back in 1981-82.
En el 81-82.
Somewhere back in those days, and the people never did for
it.
They never did get it.
Y la gente nunca lo entendió.
And the reason they never did get it
y la razón por la cual nunca lo entendieron,
is because they saw faith as something that was mental.
Fe como fe como revelación, como
something
mental,
that you do.
Algo que usted hace.
But faith is a revelation.
Pero fe es una es revelación.
And if faith is a revelation,
y si fe es revelación,
then it has nothing to do with you.
No, no tiene nada que ver con usted.
But with what God is doing,
pero con lo que Dios está haciendo,
and He is just simply showing you.
Tan solo simplemente mostrándole.
And if you never come to the place
si
of an active faith,
no llega a un lugar de fe activa,
which is an active revelation,
lo cual es una revelación activa,
which is an active manifestation,
lo cual es un acto de manifestación,
then you never did have a passive faith to begin with.
Entonces, para usted nunca tuvo fe pasiva para
because the act of faith,
porque el acto de fe,
the act of revelation,
el acto de revelación,
the act of manifestation of divine truth,
manifestación de verdad divina,
it's not about you.
Es no acerca de usted.
But rather, it's about God working in you.
Es acerca de Dios trabajando en usted.
Both to will first,
los dos para hacer,
and then to do.
Y luego para hacerlo.
That's exactly what Jesus said.
Es exactamente lo que
the Son can't of Himself do nothing.
El hijo no puede hacer absolutamente
but what the Father
nada.
Showeth the Son
pero
to do,
el padre le muestra al hijo el hacer.
That the Son do it.
Eso es lo que el hijo hace.
Brother Branham, as I mentioned last time I was here, he tells
aquí,
us about Moses.
Nos dice acerca de Moisés.
When God said to him, Moses, speak
dijo,
and go forward.
Dice, Moisés, habla y ve adelante.
He said, if Moses would have just spoke, nothing would have happened.
Si Moisés tan solo hubiera hablado, nunca,
said Moses,
nunca hablado,
had,
nunca
to,
pasado,
Moses had to put his foot into
Moisés
the water
que poner su pie en el agua,
for the water to part.
Para que el agua se abriera.
You see, ven, you have to see it in this word
en esta palabra,
and the Holy Spirit speaking to you
hablando, a usted,
to step into that word
pararse en esa palabra,
into that scene
hacia esa escena,
and when things line up
y las cosas se alinean,
and you step into that vision
entra hacia esa visión,
then you just wait for the hat to be on the chair.
You
see, the pieces
okay?
will come together.
Las piezas se unirán.
You don't push it.
Usted no lo empuja.
You sit back and wait for the Father to continue showing. God working in you.
Dios trabajando
it's
en
a
usted.
Work.
Es una obra.
God's energy in you.
La energía de Dios en usted.
Bringing you to the place of will.
Trayendo
His will.
Lugar de querer hacer.
Notice,
la voluntad de
the exact
usted.
The exact wording is God working in you,
Dios trabajando en usted,
both to will and to do,
el querer y el hacer,
His good pleasure.
Su placer, su gozo de él.
Not your good pleasure.
No el placer de usted.
His good pleasure.
Pero el placer de él, el beneplácito
de él.
Then
you're a yielded servant.
Entonces usted es un siervo rendido.
Notice what Jesus told us in John chapter 14.
En Juan.
He said, if you truly believe in me,
si ustedes verdaderamente creen en mí,
now remember, the same John who wrote this,
ahora, recuerde, el mismo Juan que escribió
he also esto, wrote that no man can call Jesus the Christ except by the Holy Ghost.
No hay hombre que le pueda llamar a Jesús el Cristo, al menos por el Espíritu.
Brother Branham said, you're not even a believer until you have the Holy Ghost.
Usted no es un creyente, usted tiene el Espíritu Santo.
You're believing on two, but you're not a believer yet.
Usted está creyendo, pero no es un creyente todavía, ¿ve?
And Brother Branham said, the person who believes in Jesus
la persona que cree en Jesús
is the one who has been baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Es el que ha sido bautizado con el Espíritu Santo.
Therefore, Jesus says,
así que Jesús dice,
if you are truly a spirit-filled believer
usted es verdaderamente una creyente
and believe
lleno,
in me,
y crees en mí,
the works that I do,
las horas que yo hago,
you will do also.
Tú también las harás.
Because it is the same spirit,
porque es el mismo espíritu,
and thus the same nature,
y la misma naturaleza,
in me,
en mí,
that will be also in you.
Que estará en ti también.
Now, that was verse 12.
Ese fue el versículo 12.
That was right after Philip
fue después de que Felipe
had asked Jesus
le pidió a Jesús
to show him the Father.
De mostrarle al Padre.
And Jesus told
Jesús
him,
le dijo,
Philip, when you see me, you see the Father because
Felipe,
the Father dwells
miras,
in me.
Tú miras al Padre porque el Padre vive en mí.
Now, let's just read it for ourselves. Let's go back to John 14.
And
in order to understand John 14, 12, we have to go back to John 14, 6.
Tenemos que regresar a Juan.
All right. So we see in John 14, 6,
Juan 14, 6,
Jesus saith unto him,
Jesús le dice a él,
I am the way,
yo soy el camino,
the truth,
la verdad,
and the life.
Y la vida.
No man can come unto the Father by me.
A venir al Padre, sino a través de mí.
If you had known me,
si tú me has conocido,
if you had gnoscoed me,
si tú me has conocido,
if you had had an experiential understanding and knowledge of me,
experimentalmente un conocimiento de mí,
you should have known,
tú deberías saber,
you should have gnosko,
tú deberías tener gnosko,
you should have experientially known also my Father.
Experimentalmente conocerías
and
a
from
padre.
Henceforth you know, you,
y por su palabra, tú
you
sabes,
experiential know,
tú experimentalmente sabes,
and have seen him.
Y lo has mirado.
God's invisible.
Dios es invisible.
The only way you're going to see God
is
through an expression of that supernatural.
Es a través de una expresión de lo supernatural.
That's what Jesus is saying.
Eso es lo que Jesús
por he says, Philip,
diciendo, Felipe,
you've been with me for 3 years.
Tú has estado conmigo por tres años.
And you're still saying, show us the Father?
Y todavía tú dices, muéstranos al Padre?
Where have you been?
¿Dónde has estado?
You see, you're looking at a vessel.
Usted está mirando hacia un vaso.
Get your eyes off the vessel.
Saque usted sus ojos del vaso.
Christ is the mystery.
Cristo es un misterio
of God revealed.
De Dios revelado.
Christ, the anointing.
Cristo, el ungido.
It's a mystery.
Es un misterio
of God
de Dios
revealed.
Revelado.
Of God manifest.
De Dios manifestado.
Always the vessel is what hinders the people.
El vaso, él es el cual detiene a la gente.
Jesus came on the scene.
Jesús vino a la escena.
Well, we thought he'd come differently.
Bueno, pensamos que iba a venir diferente.
John came on the scene.
Juan vino a la escena.
Well, I mean, he's dressed like a camel skin. That can't be right.
Como piel de camello. No, eso no puede ser correcto.
You see, the vessel always messes
them
up. El
vaso todo el tiempo lo echa todo a perder.
Philip saith unto him, verse 8.
Felipe le dijo en el versículo 8.
Lord, show us the Father, and it will satisfy.
Señor, muéstranos al Padre, y eso será suficiente.
Jesus saith unto him,
Jesús le dijo a él,
have I been so long a time with you, and yet thou hast not known me?
Y a pesar de eso, no me has conocido.
Thou hast not gnoscoed me?
Tú no me has gnosco.
Thou hast not experientially known me, Philip?
No, experimentalmente me has conocido, Felipe.
He that hath seen me,
aquel me ha visto,
discerned me through observation,
me ha discernido a través de observación,
has seen,
ha mirado,
or discerned through observation the Father.
Ha discernido a través de observación al Padre.
And how sayest thou then,
¿y cómo tú dices entonces?
Show us the Father.
Muéstranos al Padre.
Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father is in me?
De que el Padre está en mí y yo en el Padre.
The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself.
Las palabras que yo te hablo, no las hablo yo.
But the Father that dwelleth in me,
pero el Padre, el cual vive en mí,
he doeth the works.
Él hace las obras.
So Jesus is telling Philip,
so Jesús le está diciendo a Felipe,
that you can see the invisible Father,
tú puedes mirar al Dios invisible,
when you see the Father doing the works that only the Father could do in
mirar
a vessel.
Al Padre haciendo las obras que solo el Padre podría hacer en este vaso.
And then he says,
entonces,
believe me that I am in the Father,
créeme que yo estoy en el Padre,
and the Father is in me.
Y que el Padre está en mí,
or else believe me for the very works' sake.
O créeme por las mismísimas obras.
So Jesus is telling Philip here,
so Jesús le está diciendo a Felipe aquí,
that you can see the invisible Father,
que tú puedes mirar al Dios invisible,
when you see the The Father doing the works that only the Father can do.
Cuando miras que el Padre haciendo las obras que solo el Padre puede hacer.
So he's talking about the invisible indwelling Father in the Son.
Hablando acerca de, del invisible y el que vive Padre en el Hijo.
And by discerning what is taking place,
y discerniendo por lo cual está tomando lugar,
you should be able to recognize
debes ser capaz de
that it is actually the Father who is speaking,
de hecho el Padre, el cual está hablando,
and who is performing
y el cual está haciendo
the supernatural work.
Las obras supernaturales.
Therefore, when you see the supernatural manifestation, and you know that no man can do those things, then you should know by discernment that what you are seeing is God hiding, using a vessel.
Usando un vaso.
And God is hiding behind that vessel,
y Dios está escondiéndose detrás
or
de ese vaso,
behind that veil,
de detrás de ese velo,
but the way,
pero la manera,
the truth,
el camino,
and the life
y la vida,
that Jesus is talking about
cual Jesús está hablando,
is God.
Es Dios.
And his God life
y su Dios, y es la vida de Dios, la vida de,
that
la,
is manifesting itself in this vessel.
Que está, se está manifestando el mismo en este vaso.
And that is why those who do not understand John 14:12,
por eso es que aquellos que no entienden Juan 14:12,
they take it so far out of context.
Los sacan tan fuera, tan lejos de contexto.
They miss it because they don't see the Father-Son relationship
no
at work.
Miran la relación en el Padre y el Hijo.
Which is the invisible God,
el cual es el Dios
or invisible God life,
o la vida invisible,
living and acting in a vessel of a son.
Viviendo y actuando en el vaso de un hijo.
So after Jesus establishes in his dialogue to Philip,
establece en este diálogo a Felipe,
that what he should be seeing in him is the actual manifestation of the Father,
estar viendo en él es la manifestación actual del Padre,
notice,
dése cuenta,
working in him both to will and to do his good pleasure,
trabajando en él las dos, la voluntad y su, su beneplácito.
You see, where do you think Paul got that from?
Sí, ¿de dónde agarró Pablo esto?
Then after Jesus lays out that relationship he had with the Father,
esa relación que él tiene con el Padre,
where the Father expresses himself through the Son,
donde el Padre se expresa el mismo a través del Hijo,
then Jesus lets us know the same relationship is actually for all sons.
Es la misma relación, es de hecho para todos
so then,
los
see,
hijos.
See, he's gotten to this point now, verse 12,
versículo 12,
verily, verily, truly, truly,
de verdad,
I say unto you,
te digo a ti,
he that believeth on me,
aquel que cree en mí,
whosoever believeth on me,
cree en mí,
he that is born again, son of God, just like I'm a born again of my Father,
mí, nacido otra vez, así como soy nacido del Padre,
therefore the works that I do,
así que las obras que yo hago,
or the Father is doing through me,
porque el Padre está haciendo a través de
those
mí,
same works,
esas mismas obras,
shall the believer or other son of God also do.
Deberá el creyente otro hijo de Dios también hará.
And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father.
Harán porque yo voy al Padre.
Now Jesus,
ahora Jesús,
remember,
recuerde,
Jesus is still talking to Philip here, and Jesus is telling Philip,
y Jesús le está diciendo a Felipe,
how it is that you can see the Father working through him as a son.
¿Cómo es que puede mirar al Padre trabajando a través del Hijo?
Then Jesus says,
entonces Jesús dice,
and that's not only for me,
y eso no es tan solo para mí,
but it's for all sons who are born of the same Spirit.
Para todos los hijos, los cuales son nacidos del mismo Espíritu.
That is what Jesus tells Philip here in verse 12.
Jesús le está diciendo a Felipe aquí en
verse 12. Brother Branham makes this very, very clear,
y el hermano Branham hace esto muy claro,
concerning John 14:12,
concerniente al Juan 14:12,
that this relationship of the Father,
relación del Padre,
working through the Son,
trabajando a través del Hijo,
is for every believer.
Es para todo creyente.
Every son of God.
Cada hijo de Dios.
Any son of God.
Cualquier hijo de Dios.
That is filled with the Spirit of God.
Está lleno con el Espíritu de
Dios.
From
questions and answers.
De preguntas y respuestas.
1959.
June 28.
Where Brother Branham actually answers a question concerning John 14:12.
El hermano Branham de hecho contesta la pregunta concerniente a Juan 14:12.
Brother Branham.
El hermano Branham.
Can any man do the works of Christ?
Hermano Branham, ¿puede cualquier hombre hacer las obras de Cristo?
Unless he was Christ?
Al menos que él fuera Cristo.
Well, that's what it is. Unless he was Christ?
Es, al menos que él fuera Cristo.
Sure.
Seguro.
Let's take John.
Vamos a tomar a Juan.
Just a minute. St. John, the 14th chapter.
Un minuto. San Juan, el capítulo.
And 14. I want you to look at this.
Y yo quiero que ustedes miren
now,
esto.
If you can catch it right quick.
Ahora, si ustedes lo pueden agarrar bien rápido.
St. John 14:12.
Juan 14:12.
I believe it is.
Yo creo que es.
We'll get it right quick.
Lo agarraremos muy rápido.
And look what Jesus said about this.
Y miren lo que Jesús dice acerca de esto.
All right.
¿Está bien?
Verily, verily, I say unto you,
de cierto te digo a ti,
he,
él,
whoever it is,
quien quiera que es, sea,
he that believes on me,
aquel que cree en mí,
the works that I do shall he do also.
Las obras que yo hago, él también las hará.
Any man.
Cualquier hombre.
The man himself can't
el hombre mismo
be Christ,
no puede ser Cristo,
but the works of Christ will follow every believer.
Las obras de Cristo seguirán a cada creyente.
He'll do the works of Christ in any man.
Él hará las obras de Cristo en cualquier hombre.
He that believes in me,
aquel que cree en mí,
the works that I do,
las obras que yo hago,
he shall do.
Él también hará.
Not I shall do.
No que yo haré.
He shall do.
Él las hará.
He shall.
Él lo hará.
Not I.
No yo.
But he believes in me,
pero aquel que cree en mí,
and has confessed his faith in me,
y ha confesado su fe en mí,
and here it is,
y aquí está,
and died out to himself.
Y ha muerto a él mismo.
And my spirit dwells in him,
y mi espíritu vive en él,
and he becomes a part of me.
Y él llega a ser una parte de mí.
Remember, by one spirit we're all baptized into one body.
Por un espíritu todos somos bautizados.
Now that don't make him Christ.
Ahora, eso no lo hace el Cristo.
It makes him part of Christ.
Lo hace parte de Cristo.
With the rest of the church.
Con el resto de la iglesia. ¿Está bien?
He is not Christ.
Él no es Cristo.
Because that would be antichrist, you see.
Porque eso sería anticristo, ¿eh?
He would be taking away from Christ.
Él estaría quitando la Cristo.
But it can be.
Pero puede ser.
Do the works of Christ.
Hacer las obras de Cristo.
Any believer.
Cualquier creyente.
All right.
¿Está bien?
Now that ought to be plain enough.
Ahora, eso debería estar muy
that the works of Christ
claramente
was not just William Branham.
No tan solo era,
it's for every one of the body of Christ.
Uno de ellos del cuerpo de Cristo.
Then right after,
entonces, después de ello,
Jesus tells him in verse 12,
Jesús le dice en el
that any believer or son of God
creyente o hijo de Dios,
who believes
el cual cree,
in the works that the Father is doing in Jesus,
en las obras que el Padre está haciendo en Jesús,
those other sons will also be able to do the same thing,
también, lo harán,
speak the same words,
hablar las mismas palabras,
and live the same life.
Y vivir la misma vida.
In other words, the Father that is living in His Son,
en otras palabras, el Padre, el cual está viviendo
who
en
is
mismo,
doing the works,
el cual está haciendo las obras,
is what allows you to see the Father in Him.
Es lo que le permite a usted mirar al
and
Padre
also
en él.
In any Son.
Y también en cualquier hijo.
And that is how God and Christ are one.
Y eso es como Cristo, Dios y Cristo son
from
uno.
From his sermon, Christ is a mystery.
Del sermón, Cristo es un misterio, el misterio.
Brother Brown said, Jesus said,
Brother Brown dijo, Jesús
these
dijo,
signs shall follow them that believe.
Estos señales seguirán aquel que creyera.
Now where is it at?
Ahora, ¿dónde está?
See, right.
¿Sí? Correcto.
The works that I do shall you do also.
Ustedes también las harán.
Every creature,
cada criatura,
every person
cada
that believes in him,
que cree en él.
Now where is it at?
Ahora, ¿dónde está?
That's his words.
Esas son sus palabras.
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall never fail.
Cielo y tierras pasarán, pero mi palabra nunca pasará.
Now where is it at?
Ahora, ¿dónde
see?
Está? ¿Sí?
Oh, it just shows what it is. It's a hybrid condition.
Oh, eso tan solo muestra. Esa es una condición híbrida.
And from his sermon, we will see Jesus.
Y del sermón, miremos
William Branham tells us the reason why John 14:12 is for every believer.
William Branham nos dice la razón por qué Juan 14:12.
And also for what purpose it has been given.
Y también por cuál propósito ha sido dada.
He says,
él dice,
but now, while ahora, he's here working with his church in the form of spirit,
él cuando, mientras que él está aquí trabajando con su iglesia en la forma de espíritu,
and then if his spirit is with us,
y su espíritu está con nosotros,
he will act just exactly like he acted when he was here on earth.
Él actuará exactamente como él hizo en actos.
And it'll make you act the same way.
Y él hará que usted actúe de la misma manera.
Because it's not your spirit anymore.
Porque su espíritu no más.
It's His Spirit in you.
El espíritu de él en usted.
Christ's Spirit in you.
El Cristo de espíritu en usted.
The things that I do,
las cosas que yo hago,
he that believes on me, St. John 14:12,
en mí, Juan 14:12,
the works that I do, you shall
hago,
also.
Tú también las harás.
We'll do the same works.
Hará las mismas obras.
We'll think the same thoughts.
Pensarán los mismos pensamientos.
We'll live the same type of a life.
Vivirá el mismo tipo de vida.
If the Spirit of God is in you,
si el Espíritu de Dios está en ti,
it makes you live like Christ.
Te hace que tú vivas como Cristo.
Christ-like.
Como Cristo.
Then you become a written epistle read
entonces,
of all men.
Tú llegas a ser una epístola escrita,
Christ
leída
in you,
por todos los hombres. Cristo en
reflecting
ti.
His light
reflejando su luz
out of you.
Fuera de usted.
God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself
Dios estaba en Cristo reconciliando el mundo hacia él mismo,
and reflecting God from his own body.
Reflejando Dios de su propio cuerpo.
No man has seen God at any time,
no hombre ha mirado a Dios en ningún
but the only begotten of the Father has declared him.
Pero el único unigénito Hijo de Dios lo ha declarado.
And God was in Christ.
Y Dios estaba en Cristo.
And what Christ's attitude was,
y la, lo, la actitud de Cristo era,
was God's attitude.
Era la actitud de
Because the two work together.
Los dos
the Spirit
el Espíritu
and the flesh.
Y la carne.
Now remember,
Ahora recuerde,
this is a dialogue between
es un diálogo entre
Jesus and Philip,
Jesús y Felipe,
which began with the question from Philip.
De Felipe,
and Jesus
Jesús
went into a teaching mode here.
Forma de enseñanza,
and began to show the brethren how God was expressing himself through
y empezó a mostrarle al hermano cómo Dios estaba siendo expresándose él mismo a través del Hijo.
Now, from his sermon, show us the Father, and
Ahora,
it'll satisfy.
Hermano, muéstranos al Padre, será suficiente.
Brother Branham says,
el hermano Branham dice,
Now, it's many times it's been said that no man can see God at any time.
Ahora, muchas veces se ha dicho, sido dicho que no hombre puede mirar a Dios en cualquier tiempo.
The Bible said so.
La Biblia lo dice.
But the only begotten of the Father has declared him.
Pero el unigénito Hijo del Padre lo ha declarado.
Now Philip here was very inquisitive.
Ahora aquí Felipe estaba muy inquisitivo.
He wanted to see the Father.
Él quería ver al Padre.
It says here, he said,
Dice, aquí él dice,
I've been so long with you, Philip, and you don't know me.
He estado aquí contigo, Felipe, y no me has conocido.
Said, when you see me, you see the Father.
Cuando tú me miras, tú miras al Padre.
In other words,
en otras palabras,
now when Brother Branham says in other words,
ahora, cuando el hermano Branham dice, en otras palabras,
you better listen.
Más vale que usted
because
escuche,
he's explaining it to you.
Porque él se lo está explicando a usted.
In other words, you see the Father express himself through
en otras
the Son.
Palabras, usted mira al Padre expresándose él mismo a través del Hijo.
Him and the Father were one in the sense that his Father was dwelling
el Padre,
in him.
Él y el Padre eran uno en el sentido de que su Padre estaba viviendo
Not
en él.
Not him doing the works.
No él haciendo las obras.
He was a son.
Él era un hijo.
Himself.
Él mismo.
The immortal virgin-born son of God.
The immortal virgin born son of God.
El hijo nacido virgen,
hijo de Dios.
And then in him
y en él,
was dwelling the God, the Father, expressing
Dios,
himself
Padre,
to the world.
Expresándose él mismo al mundo.
His attitude towards the people.
Su actitud hacia la gente.
You see?
¿Ve?
Well, that's how Christ and God were
Así
one.
Como Cristo y Dios eran uno.
God was in Christ,
Dios estaba en Cristo,
reconciling the world to himself.
Al mundo a él mismo.
Just look up that word reconcile sometime.
No, busque la palabra, el significado reconciliar.
And now he said, when you see me,
Ahora, dice, cuando tú
you
me
see
miras,
the Father.
Tú miras al Padre.
And why do you say, show us the Father?
¿Y por qué tú dices, muéstranos al Padre?
And right after that, Jesus says,
eso, Jesús dijo,
this concerning the same works of God in him,
concerniendo las mismas obras de Dios
will be in any born-again believer,
estarán en cualquier nacido creyente.
Then in the very next verse, he says,
la misma palabra, versículo dice,
and whatsoever you ask, in my name, that will I do,
en mi nombre, eso yo haré,
that the Father may be glorified in the Son,
para que el Padre sea glorificado en el Hijo,
that the Father may be glorified,
para que el Padre sea glorificado,
that word is doxazo,
esa palabra doxa, so,
it comes from the word doxa,
viene la palabra doxa,
which means the opinions, values, and judgments,
que significa opiniones, valores, y juicios,
which are linked to the zoe,
están unidos, encadenados,
which is the life.
Zoe,
so
the, la vida,
you will see the expression
usted mirará la expresión
of the opinions, values, and judgments.
Opiniones, valores, y juicios.
That's why you can look at a person.
Por eso que yo puedo mirar a una persona.
You can say, you know,
¿tú sabes qué?
That person's a Christian.
Esa persona es cristiano.
Why? You see an expression
usted mira una expresión
of the opinions, the values, the judgments of God.
De valios, valores y juicios de Dios, ¿ve?
So if you ask me anything in my name, I'll do it.
Si usted me pide cualquier cosa en mi nombre, yo lo haré.
And if you love me,
y si tú me amas,
you will keep.
Tú mantendrás.
Which means you will hold on to and safeguard
usted sostendrá
my commandments.
Me quedará mis cuidarás mis mandamientos.
And I will pray the Father.
Y yo le oraré al Padre.
And he shall give you another comforter.
Y él les dará un confortador.
That he may abide with you forever.
Él esté con ustedes para siempre.
And notice this comforter will be.
Y dense cuenta que este confortador
he says,
será,
even the Spirit of Truth.
Y aún el Espíritu de verdad.
Whom the world cannot receive.
El cual el mundo no puede recibir.
Because it seeth him not.
Porque ellos no lo pueden mirar.
Neither knoweth him.
Ahora, él lo conocen.
But you know him.
Pero tú lo conoces.
You ginosco him.
Tú ginosco él.
You experientially will know him.
Tú experimentalmente lo conocerás.
How?
¿Cómo?
For he dwelleth with you. With
Porque
you.
Él vive contigo.
And shall be in you.
Y estará en ti.
How is it that you can see what others can't?
¿Cómo es que ustedes pueden mirar algo que otros no pueden?
Because you see what's happening in here.
Porque usted mira lo que está pasando aquí.
You see? You see the changes going on.
Usted mira los cambios aconteciendo.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So now after Philip,
So de Felipe,
when you see me, you see the Father, because the Father is dwelling in me.
El Padre, porque el Padre está viviendo en mí.
And he that is working in me to will, both to will and to do his good pleasure.
El hacer y el querer y el hacer su beneplácito.
Then he says,
entonces él dice,
and the works that you see the Father doing in me,
en las obras que tú miras que el Padre está haciendo en mí,
he will also do in any believer who has the same spirit of the Father in him.
Creyente que tenga el mismo espíritu del Padre en él.
But then in the very next verse he says,
pero en el siguiente versículo él dice,
and I will not leave you,
y no los dejaré,
comfortless,
sin confort,
I will come to you,
yo vendré a ti.
Now this is a promise that he's making to all sons.
Ahora esta es una promesa que él está haciendo a todos.
He said, I will not leave you comfortless.
No los dejaré sin confort.
And the word comfortless was translated from the Greek word orphanos.
Se traduce de la palabra orphanos.
I will not leave you orphans.
No los dejaré huérfanos.
And when is an orphan no longer an orphan?
¿Y qué es un huérfano?
At the time of adoption.
¿Para cuándo para ser un huérfano? Al tiempo de adopción.
Therefore, Jesus says, I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you.
No los dejaré huérfanos, yo los confortaré.
Okay. I've already asked that question. So, from his message, position in Christ.
Del mensaje, posición en Cristo.
For you haven't received the spirit of bondage again to fear.
Porque no han recibido el espíritu de esclavitud.
But you have received the spirit of adoption.
Pero ustedes han recibido el espíritu
de adopción. Now, after you're adopted.
No, después de que ustedes son adoptados.
After you're adopted, you're placed.
Después de que tú eres adoptado, tú eres posicionado.
Then you understand.
Entonces tú entiendes.
After the ceremony said.
Después de la ceremonia.
And you've been put in the body correctly.
Y tú has sido puesto en el cuerpo
correctamente. You're a son, sure, a daughter.
Tú eres un hijo, seguro.
When you're born again.
Cuando tú eres nacido.
That's your birth.
Ese es tu nacimiento.
But now you're positionally placed.
Pero ahora estás posicionalmente
puesto. We've not received the spirit of fear.
No recibimos el espíritu de temor.
But we've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
De adopción. Por eso ahora clamamos,
which
Abba,
means my God.
Lo cual significa mi Dios.
The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit.
Es testigo, da testimonio con mi espíritu.
That we're children of God.
Que somos hijos de Dios.
How does it do it?
¿Cómo lo hace?
Well, you say, glory to God, hallelujah, dices, don't bother me.
Gloria a Dios, aleluya, no me molesta.
I'm a child of God.
Yo soy un hijo de Dios.
And then go out and do the things that you do.
Y sales y haces las cosas que haces.
He said, the Spirit of God will do the works of God.
Tú dices que el Espíritu de Dios hará las obras de Dios.
Jesus said,
Jesús dice,
he that believes on me,
aquel que cree en mí,
the works that I do shall he do also.
See? Él también las hará.
Now, let's read
ahora,
then.
Vamos a leer, entonces.
Then we have to stop because our time is getting away.
Porque nuestro tiempo se está haciendo
tarde. All right, the ninth verse. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will,
habiendo conocido el misterio de su voluntad,
to adopt us,
el adoptarnos,
according to his good pleasure which he had purposed in himself,
el cual se propuso en él mismo,
he purchased this himself before the foundations of the world.
Él se propuso esto antes de la fundación del mundo.
Now, how many understands it, see?
Ahora, ¿cuántos entienden?
That in the dispensation,
que en la dispensación,
oh my, here we come again,
mismo,
see?
Mismo,
dispensations of the fullness of time.
La dispensación de la totalidad del tiempo. Del
you believe in dispensations?
¿Tú crees en dispensaciones?
Bible says so.
La Biblia lo dice.
In the dispensation of the fullness of time.
En la dispensación del cumplimiento del tiempo.
What is the fullness of time?
¿Cuál es el cumplimiento del
there's,
tiempo?
Well, there's been a dispensation of Mosaic law.
Bueno, ahí ha habido una dispensación de
there's
la
a dispensation of John the Baptist.
Ahí ha habido una dispensación de Juan el Bautista.
A dispensation of Jesus Christ.
Una dispensación de Cristo.
There's a dispensation of church organization.
Hay una dispensación de organización.
There's
de
dispensation of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Hay una dispensación del derramamiento del Espíritu Santo.
Now is the dispensation of adoption.
Es la dispensación de adopción.
What the world's waiting and groaning.
Lo cual el mundo está clamando y gimiendo.
And when the fullness of time comes,
y cuando el cumplimiento de los tiempos,
when the dispensation of fullness of time,
cuando la dispensación de la totalidad del tiempo,
what is that fullness of time?
¿Cuál es esa totalidad del tiempo?
When the dead rises,
cuando la muerte se levanta,
when sickness ceases,
cuando la enfermedad para,
when all the earth ceases to groan,
cuando toda la tierra para de gemir,
the fullness of the dispensation of time. Now watch this.
El cumplimiento de la dispensación del tiempo.
When in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ.
Dispensación del cumplimiento de los tiempos, tal vez nos juntemos en todas las cosas en Cristo.
Now how is he going to do it?
Ahora, ¿cómo es que él lo va a hacer?
He gathered together all things in who?
Juntar todas las cosas juntamente en quién?
Christ.
Cristo.
How do you get into Christ?
¿Cómo entras a Cristo?
By one spirit we're all baptized into one body.
Somos bautizados hacia un cuerpo.
And that body is whose body?
Y ese es
Christ.
¿Cuál body? Cristo.
Already judged.
Ya juzgado.
He took our judgment.
Él tomó nuestro juicio.
Then what are we?
Entonces, ¿qué somos?
When I see the blood, I'll pass over you.
Cuando yo miro la sangre,
every time he looks at the body, there is setting there, bloody. I'm in there. By how?
Sangrado, estoy ahí.
The Holy Ghost. He passes over, oh my.
Él pasa sobre de mí, oh Dios mío.
And when the fullness of the dispensation of time, they might gather together all things in Christ,
que él junte todas las cosas,
both which are in heaven and in earth.
Los dos, los cuales están en el cielo y en la tierra.
So you see where we're at, church.
Usted mira dónde estamos, como
dice, this is the hour for the dispensation of the adoption.
Es la hora por la dispensación de la adopción.
Now, let's go back to John 14,
vamos a regresar a Juan 14
and read verse 19.
And leer el versículo 19.
Yet a little while,
si un poquito más,
and the world seeth me no more.
Y el mundo no me verá más.
But ye see me,
pero tú me mirarás,
because I live.
Porque yo vivo.
You shall live.
Tú también me also mirarás.
Notice he's letting us know
cuenta, él nos está
that
a saber
we
que,
shall see him,
que lo miraremos,
because what we will see
lo que miraremos,
is the very life that he lived by
la misma vida por la cual él vivió,
will come into us.
Vendrá a nosotros,
and then shall see and be aware
veremos,
that it is his life that is living itself out in
la
us.
Cual está viviendo en nosotros.
At that day,
en ese día,
at what day?
¿Qué día?
At that day when he comes
día,
to live in us,
viene a vivir en nosotros,
at that day when the spirit of adoption is alive
día,
in us,
el espíritu de adopción está vivo en nosotros,
so at that day,
no, en ese día,
ye shall know.
Ustedes sabrán.
You shall genosco.
Ustedes genosco.
You shall know because you shall
ustedes
experience
sabrán, porque ustedes han experimentado
that I'm in the Father,
que yo soy en el Padre,
and ye in me,
y tú en mí,
and I
y yo
in you.
En ti.
So how will you know this?
So, ¿cómo tú sabrás
through genosco?
A través de
through experientially knowing that it is his life that is alive in
vida
you.
De él que está viva en usted.
Then Jesus tells us
entonces Jesús nos dice,
how it is that you will know.
¿Cómo es que tú
how
sabrás?
It is that you will genosco that he's in you.
Tú genosco que él está en nosotros.
In verse 21 he says, he that hath,
aquel el cual tiene,
the word, Greek word is echo.
La palabra es ecos.
He that echoes my
cual,
commandments
cual, el cual las ecoes,
and holds on to them, keepeth them, and keeps guard over them to prevent his word from escaping,
a través de prevenir que su palabra se escape,
he it is that loveth me.
Ese es el que me ama.
In other words, you're not
palabras,
only echoing his word,
tú no tan solo estás haciendo eco a su
but
palabra,
your life will be echoing his life.
Pero tu vida estará haciendo eco a su vida.
And you will be living such a consecrated and dedicated
y tú
life
estarás viviendo tal, vida consecrada y dedicada vida,
as you prevent his word and his life from escaping your vessel.
Para prevenir que su palabra y la vida de él se escapen de tu vaso.
That is proof of your love for him.
Esa es prueba de tu amor por él.
No broken cisterns with God.
No cisternas rotas right. Con Dios, ¿correcto?
And he that loveth me,
y aquel el cual me ama,
shall be loved of my Father,
será amado de mi Padre,
and I will love him,
y yo lo amaré,
and I will manifest myself,
y me manifestaré yo mismo,
I will exhibit,
yo me
disclose,
mostraré,
declare,
declararé,
or make myself manifest,
o me haré manifiesto yo mismo,
to him,
a él.
Aleluya.
Amen.
Now, that is exactly 1 John 5,
exactamente, Juan 1,
10 to 15.
1, 5, 10 al 15.
He that believeth on the Son of God,
aquel cual cree en el Hijo de Dios,
remember you can't believe unless you're filled with the Holy Ghost.
Recuerde, usted no puede creer, al menos
it speaks of John 14, 12 here.
Habla de Juan 14, 12.
And notice this one that is filled with the same Spirit as the Son.
It
says, he that believeth on the Son of God,
aquel cual cree en el Hijo de Dios, tiene,
echoes.
Echo,
the
echo,
witness in himself.
Testigo en él mismo.
He that believeth not God has made him a liar. Because he believeth not the life.
No cree la vida.
Excuse me, he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son.
Él no, cree el testimonio que Dios da de su hijo.
And this is the record that God gave of his eternal life.
Nos da a nosotros vida eterna.
And this life is in his Son.
Y su vida está en su hijo.
Therefore, he that
así
echoes
que,
the Son
cual,
echoes
eco,
life.
El hijo, eco vida.
And he that echoes not the Son of God,
cual, aquel que no hace eco al,
echoes
al
not
Dios,
life.
No hace eco a la vida.
These things have I written unto you,
estas cosas a Dios les he escrito,
that believe on the Son of God,
que crean en el Hijo
on the name
de
of
Dios,
the Son of God,
en el nombre de
that you may
Dios.
Know.
Para que tal vez sepa,
that you may be aware
que usted esté consciente,
that you have eternal life,
que usted tiene vida eterna,
and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God.
En el nombre del Hijo de Dios.
And this is the confidence that we have in
la
Him,
confidencia que tenemos en él,
that if we ask anything
si
according to His will,
cualquier cosa de acuerdo a su voluntad,
He heareth us.
Él nos escucha.
And if we know,
y si sabemos,
if we are aware,
si estamos conscientes,
that He hears us,
que él nos escucha,
whatsoever we ask,
lo que quiera que pidamos,
we know,
sabemos,
we are aware,
estamos conscientes,
that we have the petition that
que tenemos
we
la
desire
petición
of Him.
Que deseamos de él.
It's all about, brother, sister, being aware.
Acerco, hermanos, de estar conscientes,
being aware.
De estar conscientes.
Brother Branham said,
el hermano Branham
the rapture will be such a natural thing.
Que,
he said, Brother Branham said, the rapture will be such a natural thing,
dice que el rapto será tal cosa tan natural,
that it will pass right through you if you're not aware. You've got to have a walk like Enoch.
Usted debe tener una caminata como Enoch.
Enoch didn't listen to his wife. I'm
Enoch,
sorry.
No escuchó a su esposa, lo siento.
He listened to God.
Él escuchó a Dios.
He walked with God.
Caminó con Dios.
He wasn't in he didn't follow a group.
Él no siguió un grupo.
He followed God.
Él siguió a Dios.
You see?
¿Eh?
I'm not saying it's not
wrong
to listen to your wife. I'm just saying,
no es,
don't let anybody distract your walk
que no permita que nadie distraiga su caminata
with God.
Con Dios.
It's just a one-on-one.
Es uno en uno.
So you're looking at the echo,
usted está mirando hacia el echo
of His word,
de su palabra,
And the echo of His life
y el eco de su vida
in you
en usted,
that gives you an awareness of His presence
una conciencia de su presencia,
and His life indwelling
vida,
your mortal body.
En viviendo en su cuerpo mortal de usted.
And we talked about this, I've talked about this awareness
y yo hablé acerca de esta conciencia.
When we mentioned, Brother Bram said, you know, the rapture will be such a natural thing.
Sí,
if you're not aware,
era una cosa tan natural,
it'll just pass right through you.
Se lo perderá.
Now, I know there are perhaps a half a dozen times that the pillar fire sat over a person in the audience,
se sentó sobre una persona en la audiencia,
and Brother Bram told them to claim their healing,
y el hermano Bram les dijo que reclamaran su sanidad,
but because they did not respond to that pillar fire,
pero caso que ellos no respondieron a ese pilar de
that pillar fire moved to someone else.
Ese pilar de, ese
and Brother Branham told them that they missed their healing.
Y el hermano Branham les dijo que ellos se perdieron
now,
su sanidad.
To shorten it up a little bit, I've got several quotes. I'm just going to read you the name of the quote.
Solo voy a leer un poquito.
Brother Branham said, from Testimony on the Sea,
el hermano Branham del Testimonio en el Mar,
said the light is hanging over there over that little lady.
Dice, la luz está ahí sobre esa dama.
And then he says, claim your healing.
Y entonces dice, reclama tu sanidad.
And then he says, you missed it.
Y él dice, te lo perdiste.
It's gone from you. Shame on you.
Ya se te lo perdiste.
From Micaiah the prophet.
Caleb,
so the lady sitting right out there in the end of the row, colored lady.
Esta persona estaba ahí sentada.
Sitting right out there with a cancer.
Estaba en la columna.
You think God will make you well, lady?
Y él le preguntó, ¿tú piensas que
you have a prayer card?
Sanara?
You have a prayer card?
Tienes una tarjeta.
You don't need one.
Tú no necesitas
you're healed.
Una. Ya estás sanada.
You ought to have answered right there, lady. You missed
tuvieras,
it.
Contestado ahí mismo, dama. Tú te lo perdiste.
They should have known.
Ellos deberían haber sabido.
I've talked to brethren.
Yo le hablé a los hermanos.
That they said when you came within about 7 to 8 feet of where Brother Branham was standing.
Yo hablé con ellos, dijeron que cuando ellos venían se paran como 7 o 8 pies.
You could feel that the presence of that angel.
Parado, ustedes sentían la presencia de un ángel.
When that angel was hanging over a person, they could feel that presence.
Sobre la cabeza de una persona.
They should have been aware.
Ellos deberían de haber estado consciente de ello.
And because they hesitated.
Y por causa de que ellos dudaron.
They lost.
Se lo perdieron.
Lot's wife.
La esposa de Lot.
She was walking out.
Ella estaba saliendo.
And she hesitated.
Y ella dudó.
Now what is the hesitation?
Ahora qué es dudar o.
It's vacillating.
Es vacilar.
James said, how can you have two, you know, how can you be double-minded?
Dice, ¿cómo puedes tener dos pensamientos?
He said, if you're double-minded, you won't get anything from God.
Si tú eres así, de dos pensamientos, tú no vas a recibir nada de Dios.
Oh, my.
Oh, Dios mío.
So we can give you more and more of these, but we're just going to move on.
Más y más y más.
So you see, these people did not come expecting.
Esa gente no vino esperando o en expectación.
And if you don't come expecting, you will walk away with nothing because your expectation was nothing.
Usted con esta manera, con expectación, usted no se va a llevar nada.
Don't you see that principle in action here?
No mire usted ese principio no natural.
The same with the rapture, brothers and sisters.
Con el rapto, hermano,
that is why you should be preparing every day to make that resurrection ministry.
Orando para hacer ese ministerio de resurrección.
Now, every night, my wife and I, we
ahora,
have
noche,
prayer.
Mi esposa y yo tenemos oración.
Brother Don, we pray for you, your family, and your church,
oramos
all
ti,
of you.
Hermano Don, tu esposa, y
and the main thing
aquí,
that we pray for
y la principal cosa por la cual oramos,
is that you all become resurrection ready.
Es que todos ustedes lleguen a estar listos para la
That's what the shout is supposed to get us ready for
eso
the voice.
El grito, el clamor viene.
As we see those 70, those 85 signs and events of the shout of the parousia,
fuera de la perusia,
and 79 have already been fulfilled,
de ellos ya han sido,
we should be
fulfilled.
Looking for the next ones, those resurrection signs and events,
de estas señales y eventos,
living in expectation.
Viviendo en expectación.
Because he comes to those that are looking for him.
Porque eso, ese viene a los cuales lo están buscando.
From broken cisterns, Brother Branham said.
Cisternas rocas. El hermano Branham dice.
Now I've been kind of speaking to you on the message very straight.
Ahora he estado hablando, esperando hablar a ustedes en este mensaje.
And some people
muy
might
derecho,
be.
Y alguna gente.
And some people might be under the impression that I think that Jesus is going to come in the morning or tonight.
Y alguna gente tal vez esté bajo la impresión de que Jesús va a venir en la mañana o en la noche.
I do.
Lo hago.
Now, I don't say that he will.
Ahora, no estoy diciendo que él lo hará.
And again, he might not come for another week.
Y tal vez él no venga por una semana.
It might be next year.
Tal vez el próximo año.
It might be 10 years.
Tal vez 10 años.
I don't know when he's coming.
Yo no sé cuándo él está.
But there's one thing I want to always you to bear in mind.
Pero todo el tiempo quiero que ustedes tengan una cosa en mente.
You be ready every minute or hour.
Ustedes están listos cada minuto o hora. ¿Ves?
Then if he doesn't come today, he might be here
si
tomorrow.
Viene hoy.
So just keep that in your mind,
mantenga esto en su mente,
that he's coming.
De que él viene.
And I don't say what time he's going to come.
Y yo no sé qué tiempo él va a venir.
Or to be my last hour on earth, neither does any of us.
Última hora en la tierra, tampoco
there's none of us know when he's coming.
No, ni uno de nosotros sabe cuándo él viene.
He doesn't even know himself by his own word.
Él no lo sabe, ni él mismo, por su propia
he said the Father
palabra.
Only knows when he will come.
El Padre solo sabe cuándo él vendrá.
Not even the Son knows when he will come.
Ni el Hijo sabe cuándo él vendrá.
It's when God sends him to us.
Es cuando el Dios lo envía a nosotros.
But we're looking for him.
Pero estamos buscando por su
and vida. If he doesn't come in my generation, he might come in the next.
Y si él no viene en mi generación, él vendrá en la que siguiente.
And if he doesn't come in that one,
y si él no viene en esa,
he'll come in the next.
Él vendrá en la siguiente.
But for myself,
pero
I can't see hardly any time left.
No puedo mirar. Tiempo más.
To me, it could happen at any minute.
Para mí, podría acontecer en cualquier minuto.
But now, that doesn't mean now that you'll see the heavens change and everything.
Que los cielos han cambiado y todo.
That's not the coming I'm speaking of.
De eso no es de la venida.
I'm talking of the rapture.
Estoy hablando del rapto.
Now, we know he come to bring three works of grace.
Ahora sabemos que viene para traer tres obras de gracia.
Justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Santificación y bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
Everything in God is completed in threes.
Todo en Dios está completo en tres.
And so he comes first to redeem his bride.
Viene primero a redimir su novia.
He comes second as a rapture to take away his bride.
Viene en un rapto como en el segundo para llevar.
And he comes a third with his bride.
Y él viene
king
en
and queen.
Con su novia.
That's when many people are expecting the coming. But when it comes this time,
pero cuando él venga en esta vez,
hardly none but those who are ready will know when he comes.
Pero nadie más que esos que están listos sabrán cuando él venga.
There'll just be an absence of people.
Ahí tan solo habrá una ausencia.
They won't know what happened to them.
Ellos no sabrán qué le pasó.
They'll just
a ellos.
Be caught away in a moment.
Ellos van a ser atrapados en un momento.
And that they'll just come up missing, change in a moment, twinkling of an eye.
Ellos también cambiarán en un momento.
So just be ready for that.
Tan solo esté listo para ello.
And it'll be horrible some morning to miss a loved one.
Va a ser horrible perder a un amado.
No one could find them.
Una mañana.
Wouldn't it be too bad to know it's done past and you missed it?
¿No sería malo el saber que ya pasó, que usted se lo perdió?
So just keep before God.
So manténgase delante de Dios.
That's your Enoch walk.
Esa es su caminata de Enoch.
But what will you give? What will give you that awareness?
¿Pero qué le dará a usted esa conciencia?
Of his presence in life.
De su presencia y vida.
Because you see it echoing out through you.
Porque usted lo mira haciendo eco a través de usted.
And you are aware of his word and life.
Está consciente de su
palabra y vida. Are echoing out through you.
Haciendo eco a través de usted.
And that takes us to John 14:22.
Y eso nos toma a Juan 14:22.
And Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot.
Jesús le dijo a él, no Iscariote.
Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not to the world?
Señor, ¿cómo es que tú te vas a manifestar a nosotros?
Now, that's a very good question.
Esa es una muy buena pregunta.
Because in verse 21 he tells us,
porque el versículo 21 nos dice,
he will personally come and manifest himself to us.
Él personalmente vendrá y se manifestará él mismo a nosotros.
So is it that he will manifest himself to you.
Así es que se le manifestará el mismo a usted.
And no one else will know it but you and him.
Y nadie más lo sabrá más que usted.
Verse 23, he tells us,
23,
Jesus answered and said unto him,
Jesús le contestó y dijo,
if a man love me,
si un hombre me ama,
he will keep, he will safeguard my word.
Él mantendrá mis palabras seguras.
And my Father will love him,
mi padre lo amará,
and we will come unto him,
y vendremos a él,
and make our abode.
Y haremos morada
make
con
our
él.
Residence
haremos nuestra
with him.
Residencia con él.
So you see, as I mentioned,
so mira usted, como yo mencionaba,
if you have a passive faith only,
usted tiene una fe pasiva solamente,
you have just a mental faith.
Y usted tan solo tiene
but
una
that
fe
passive
mental.
Faith, that passive, but that passive faith,
pero esa fe pasiva,
that passive relation,
esa pasiva relación,
that passive manifestation,
esa manifestación
pasiva, of divine truth,
de verdadera, de
must be through
divina,
a personal experiential knowing.
Debe ser a través de una personal experiencia,
a gnosco,
conociendo a,
an experiential
gnosco,
knowing,
un conocimiento experimental,
because you personally experience,
porque usted personalmente ha
his making his abode,
haciendo su morada,
or residence
o residencia
with you,
con usted,
and you are aware of his presence,
de su presencia,
and I hope and trust you are
yo
all aware this morning,
y confío en que ustedes estén conscientes en esta mañana,
as the Apostle Paul said in Galatians 2:20,
Pablo dijo en
I am crucified with Christ,
estoy crucificado con Cristo,
nevertheless I'm living,
a pesar de eso, yo vivo.
I'm alive.
Estoy vivo.
Yet it's not me.
Y a pesar de eso, no soy yo.
Paul the man.
Pablo el hombre.
That is living.
Que, el cual está viviendo.
It's not me.
No soy yo.
But Christ that's
Cristo
alive and living
está
in me.
Vivo y viviendo en mí.
And the life I am now living in this flesh.
Vivo en esta carne,
in this vessel.
En este vaso,
I'm living by the faith.
Viviendo por la fe,
by the revelation.
A través de la
by the manifestation.
Por la manifestación
of the Son of God life.
De Dios, de la vida de
living
Dios,
in me.
Viviendo en
who gave himself for me,
el cual se dio el mismo por mí,
for this very purpose
para
to live in me.
Para vivir en mí.
Now,
ahora,
getting close to closing,
acercándonos a cerrar.
John 14:24.
Juan 14:24.
He that loveth me not,
en el cual, aquel que no me ama,
keepeth not my saying.
No mantiene mi, mis
doesn't
palabras.
Hold on to my saying, doesn't
no,
safeguard
no sostiene,
my saying.
No, no guarda mis palabras.
And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father
which
sent me.
No es mía.
These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you.
Estas cosas que yo he hablado con ustedes, estando aún presente con ustedes.
But the Comforter,
pero el Confortador,
which is the Holy Ghost,
el cual es el Espíritu
whom the Father
Santo,
will send in my name,
el cual el Padre enviará en mi nombre,
he shall teach you all things,
él les enseñará todas las cosas,
and bring all things to your remembrance,
y traerá todas las cosas a memoria,
whatsoever I have said unto you.
Lo que quiera que yo les he dicho a ustedes.
You see, there is where 1 Corinthians 2,
ahí es donde 1 Corinthians 2,
where Paul teaches us,
donde Pablo nos enseña,
that the evidence that you are born again is spirit-filled,
que usted está, ha sido nacido de nuevo,
is that you actually understand the things of God.
Es que de hecho usted entiende las cosas de Dios.
Because he said, no man can understand the things of God except
dice,
the Spirit
no
of God be
puede
in him.
Entender las cosas de Dios excepto que el Espíritu de Dios esté
and Paul
en
tells us in verse 12,
y Pablo nos dice en el versículo
now 12, we have received
ahora que hemos recibido
the Spirit which is of God,
el Espíritu, el cual es de Dios,
that we might know
ahora sabremos
the things that are freely given to us of God.
The cosas que son libremente dadas a so, nosotros. De Dios.
So God's very purpose for giving you His Spirit,
el propósito de Dios por darle a usted en su espíritu,
is that you might understand the things of God,
es para que usted entienda las cosas de Dios,
and be aware
estar consciente
of His manifesting His own life,
de la manifestación de su propia vida,
in and through you.
a través de usted y dentro de usted.
And if you are in that condition,
y si usted está en esa condición,
you are ready to receive the rapture when it comes.
Está listo para recibir el rapto cuando él venga.
Because he comes to them who are looking for him.
Porque él viene a los que le están buscando por él.
Should we close it? What time? How long have we been going? I think I've got other things to back up this, but anyway, this is if you go to our website, it's number 169 in the Unveiling of God series. There's many more very good quotes from Brother Branham here, and but anyway, I hope you understand what I'm trying to get across the point. You've got to have an awareness. You see, that's what separates you from the world.
He
said, the world won't see me anymore. They had their chance.
Ellos tuvieron su oportunidad.
But he said, you'll see me.
Pero dice, usted, tú me mirarás.
Because I'll be with you.
Porque yo estaré contigo.
And in you.
Y en ti.
And so your awareness of his divine presence, like Paul
said,
I am crucified with Christ. I've seen the change in Paul.
Yo miro el cambio en Pablo.
I know that what I was, I'm not anymore.
Como Pablo, yo sé que lo que yo era, no soy más.
But Christ is living in me.
Pero es Cristo viviendo en mí.
And the life I'm now living in this flesh,
y esa vida que ahora vivo en esta carne,
I'm living by the same faith he had.
Estoy viviendo por la misma fe que
he's a son of God, I'm a son of God.
Porque él es un hijo de Dios. Yo soy un hijo de Dios.
Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Father, we love you. With all of our strength and energy, Father, all of our soul. And Father, we just ask you to help us to do just one thing. To die to ourselves. That you might come and live in us. And we just ask you, Father, that we would be pleasing, Lord, to you, always obedient. Our meat is to do your will. That's what your son said, that's what we say. And we're living by the same revelation. And you know the word revelation means a manifestation of divine truth. So we're living by the same manifestation of divine truth that your son Jesus lived by.
Por la cual tu hijo vivió, Jesús.
And we're committing, Lord.
Y nos estamos comprometiendo, Señor.
And we're watching you as you're working in us.
Estamos mirando conforme tú trabajas en nosotros.
Both to will and to do.
Los dos, el querer y el hacer.
Your good pleasure.
Tu beneplácito.
So we've died out to any pleasures that are outside of your pleasure.
Mira, morimos a cualquier placer que está fuera
because
de tu
all
placer.
We want is you.
Porque todo lo que queremos eres tú.
In Jesus' name we pray.
En el nombre de Jesús oramos.
Amen. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, on earth I long, to be like him, all through life's journey. Be like him. Be
Isn't it interesting? You can probably go to any denominational church in the world
and
say, well, we'd like to be like Jesus.
Y decir, nos gustaría ser como Jesús.
And they will try.
Y ellos tratarán.
But the bride has a revelation.
Pero la novia tiene una revelación.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
That he who redeemed her,
que él la redimirá.
Okay, by his blood made a way to come in her.
Por su camino, por su sangre, él hizo un camino para,
to do the
para
very
ella.
Work.
Para hacer la mismísima obra.
To fulfill that very desire.
Para cumplir ese mismísimo deseo.
And again, so it's him.
Y una vez más,
it comes in us.
El cual viene en nosotros.
To work and to will.
Para
to do his good pleasure.
Para obrar y para hacer.
It's all him.
Es todo él.
It's all because of him.
Es todo por causa de él.
But because of that.
Pero por causa de eso.
You have faith.
Usted tiene fe.
It's not maybe, gee, I would like to.
Es no, oh, me gustaría.
It's I can feel him inside. Es,
yo lo puedo sentir dentro.
I am aware of him.
Estoy consciente de
the
él.
Same one that was there.
El mismo que estuvo ahí.
He's here.
Está aquí.
He's with me.
Él está conmigo.
Brother Branham said he'd lead us into the millennium, right?
El hermano Branham dice que nos guiará al milenio, correcto?
And now he's living in his sons and daughters.
Y ahora él está viviendo en sus hijos e hijas.
To fulfill his word.
Para cumplir su palabra.
Amen.
Amen.
So blessed.
Bendecido.
Thank you, Brother Brian.
Gracias, hermano Brian.
Sister Levant, thank
hermana
you for coming.
Levon,
Brother
gracias,
Brian.
Hermano Brian.
Brother Brian, you're back there, bud.
¿Estás allá atrás?
Would you and Levant come up? Let's pray over them.
¿Tendrían ustedes aquí enfrente? Vamos a orar por ustedes.
Let's just... Thank you, Lord. Would you come up with me, brothers and sisters? Let's just ask.
Especially pray for my wife, for she has some needs in her body, her hearing, and her she has a rope, or what we call it, a ribbed rotary cuff, and diabetes.
Heavenly Father, thank you for our brother and sister, Lord, and we call on you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
As we have needs, Father, you knew that Levon would have these needs.
Yeah.
And so you saw beforehand,
mm-hmm.
because you are her provider,
mm-hmm.
and you saw that she would need healing. So before you even came in the flesh of your son, you said, I am the God that heals all of your diseases. But then you said, By my stripes, you're healed. Father, we come and believe your word.
Yes.
For her hearing, and yes. there's something she's worried about there, Lord. Her diabetes, the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Father, let your word be fulfilled in her and be manifest through the perfect healing of it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just commit her into your hands and expectations now that you are working in us to fulfill your word. Thank you for Brother Brian, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you. Bless him. Keep him.
Mm-hmm.
Protect them, Father, even as they go on the road today. But bless them together as they stand for you and ambassadors for Jesus Christ. Bless them and keep them, Father. We just commit them into your hands in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So we can sing by faith.
So podemos cantar por fe.
He's making us to be like Jesus.
Él está haciendo para ser como Jesús.
Yeah.
¿Sí?
We got the revelation.
Tenemos la revelación.
One more time.
Una vez más.
From to be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. Honor thy love to be like him all through life's journey from earth to glory. said unto me, according to your word, according to your promises, I can stand assured. Sets me free according to your word, O Lord, be it unto me. Amen. God bless you all.